Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the latest headlines from the Geico Update Center. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 50% or more on car insurance.
Miami Sports Radio, WQAM.
Yes, this update is sponsored by Account Temps. Hey, the Florida Panthers are back on the ice tonight. They're on the road in Colorado. Panthers will face the Avalanche at 9 p.m. tonight. You can hear the game, of course, right here on this radio station with our pregame coverage set to begin at 8:30. Miami Heat fell to the Trailblazers at home last night, 102-95. That came despite a 16-point lead in the third quarter. Heat will face the Hornets tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in Charlotte. You can catch that game on 790 The Ticket. By the way, Ira Winderman's going to join us around 7 o'clock tonight to get you ready for Heat Hornets tomorrow. Miami Dolphins were back on the practice field today in Davie. Dolphins have a shot at the playoffs, but they likely need to win out over their final three games. This Sunday, the Fins will face the Bills in Buffalo. Kickoff is set for 1 o'clock. You can listen that game right here on WQAM with our pregame coverage getting underway at 9 a.m. Tis the season for year-end projects and increased workloads. Account Temps has perfectly matched candidates that make closing out the year a breeze. Visit accounttemps.com to learn more. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. The Alex Dono Show is coming up next here on WQAM.
Sawgrass Cadillac Studios. Morse has more. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is the Alex Dono Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
Yes! Oh, it is. It is! Ooh, man, I'm already... I'm already running out of juice here, guys. This is not good. Shortened show today, at least. So maybe I don't need to get the pipes all the way until 10 o'clock tonight because I'm only on until 8:30, at which time Panthers preview will start with Kevin Rogers and Doug Plagans. Doug's going to join us later on tonight to get you set for the next leg of the Panthers road trip this evening. Ira Winderman's going to join us at 7 o'clock tonight to talk some Heat basketball. You know, two things. I should have gone a little bit more Chewbacca-ish with that yes. Since Star Wars is coming out tonight. Yeah, I know that there are. I'm seeing it on Saturday, just so you know. So let me get this out of the way. If you directly spoil things for me on Twitter, you're getting blocked. And I've already just accidentally, well, not really accidentally. I'm a terrible, terrible liar. But I have already read a couple of hopefully minor spoilers for Star Wars. But if you want to be that guy and flood my Twitter mentions with spoiler stuff, your ass is getting blocked. It is open season on blocks. I'm going to go Dikembe Mutombo on your ass. You're blocked if you try to spoil anything Star Wars for me. That's number one. Number two was I did go extra long on the yes because this is like the first regular show I've done, the first Alex Dono show I've done since the Dolphins beat the Patriots on Monday night. So I've been storing that up for the last couple of days. I'm a little bit still in disbelief as to how good the Dolphins looked on Monday night. And I don't think it was a fluke or a coincidence. You know, I know that you're wondering, well, Dono, how come, you know, five-game losing streak, this team looked dreadful, we all wrote them off. And, you know, to be fair, you're still going to need some help if you're going to make the playoffs, even if you win out. So I'm not, you know, guaranteeing it's going to be a magical playoff run, but if you take care of your business, if you can beat Buffalo twice and you can beat Kansas City, who's not been very good in recent months, you put yourself in pretty good position to carve out a playoff spot, and the Dolphins are now peaking. There's no question about that. The Dolphins are now peaking. They look competent in a way that they didn't look even 2-3 weeks ago. And I think at this point, you know, some of the changes in personnel on the offensive line, I think Kenyon Drake becoming more comfortable, Xavien Howard becoming a lot more poised and a lot more comfortable in the defensive secondary, have led the Dolphins to finally start peaking. So, you know, what you saw on Monday night against the Patriots, now, are the Dolphins going to play like that for the final three games of the year? You may not get that type of an effort, But I don't think that was a fluke or a stroke of luck. That team is capable of putting on the type of performance that they put on last week. And, you know, the week prior, they obliterated the Denver Broncos, which maybe you didn't take that seriously because Denver, 7-game losing streak coming into that game. But I would say that the effort against the Patriots in that 27-20 win proved that the ass-kicking you put on the Broncos the week prior was not just the mere result of the Broncos being a terrible team. You know, I mentioned the name Xavien Howard, who was named AFC Defensive Player of the Week on Tuesday, I believe, was when they handed that award out. You know, to see what he's doing out there and what Kenyon Drake is doing out there, really, really starting to validate these draft picks made over these past couple of years by this current Dolphins front office, by this current administration, to be seeing a couple of second-year players all of a sudden looking like Pro Bowl caliber players, that's something that I really cherish. And it's nice to see it out of both of these guys, especially Xavien Howard, because yeah, he had a long road now to consistency. And again, you'd like to see this consistency over a 6-7 week span, not just a 2 week span where he had 2 interceptions against Denver, 2 more interceptions against Tommy Brady and the Patriots. I'm not all of a sudden saying that Xavien Howard is a Hall of Famer, but the fact that last year he only appeared in 7 games, was so up and down with injury. And when you're in and out of the lineup that much, when you're in and out of practice that much, becomes very hard for a rookie to develop practice habits and playing habits. And that stunted his growth. But now this season that he has been healthier, he is getting more mature and more confident, and he's been able to be at virtually every practice all year long. I think you were starting to see now what Xavien Howard is capable of doing and why he was such a coveted player when the Dolphins drafted him in the 2nd round a couple of years ago. And, you know, it is worth noting something. Omar Kelly brought this up today in the Dolphins media room. And again, I know that there are still people out there like our buddy Reggae Man who thinks that Adam Gase committed this cardinal unforgivable sin by trading away Jay Ajayi, and that his reputation will never recover from that and the team will never recover from that. And let me get this straight. I liked Jay Ajayi a lot. I still like Jay Ajayi a lot. I think he's a very good player. But I think that his accomplishments last season gave him a bit of a big head. And the big plays he was able to make last season and the 3 200-yard games, I think, boosted his ego to a point where he wasn't helping this team effort-wise, pass protection-wise, leadership-wise, the way that he should have been at this point. And that's part of the reason why the Dolphins decided to cut him loose and trade him. I think another part of the reason why the Dolphins decided to cut him loose and trade him, talking about Jay Ajayi 6 weeks ago, is they knew that Kenyon Drake was capable of doing what he's done for these past few weeks. And I think they wanted to give him, a guy that they drafted, a chance to really blossom. And while I like Jay Ajayi as a player, and I don't think that Jay Ajayi was the reason why the Dolphins were so bad 6 weeks ago, it is worth noting that this offense with Kenyon Drake is reaching this comfort level where over the past 6 weeks, since Jay Ajayi was traded, they've been averaging 24 points per game as an offense. That number has gotten significantly better since they dealt him away to Philly. I'm not saying that's all his fault, but they definitely have rallied around the personnel they now have at the O-line and the personnel they've had at running back, and Kenyon Drake has been a big blessing for this team. And when you hear this audio bite from Adam Gase today, you know, I wrote this quote on Twitter while he was at the podium, and at least one person had the same reaction that I had. So I'm sure he was probably a small sample size of the other people who felt the same way. And when Adam Gase today, when he was praising Kenyon Drake and Drake's ability to avoid negative plays, you know, loss of 3 yards, loss of 4 yards, I think that was a bit of a veiled shot at Jay Ajayi, because one of Jay Ajayi's big issues here was every play he was trying to hit a home run. At least that was one of the things that Gase criticized him for right before trading him, was our running back, who at the time was Jay Ajayi, is trying to hit a home run on every single play, and sometimes that causes us to lose 3 or 4 yards when we shouldn't. So here is Adam Gase praising Kenyon Drake avoiding the negative runs.
He hasn't really put himself in position. Any of the minus plays have been kind of on us more than anybody. I mean, he's saved us on both those the touchdown run and the one last game where, you know, we had an unblocked guy right in the hole, and you know, he saved us from a minus play. But really, anything that any negative yardage he's had, we either been beat too quick to where he really couldn't do anything about it, or you know, we just didn't have the right call for what they were doing.
So there you go. It's not Kenyon Drake's fault. And any of the rare negative plays that you've had have not been on Kenyon Drake. It's been on the line. It's been on missed assignments. That Drake, in Adam Gase's eyes, he's not missing assignments. He's doing things the right way. And, you know, he's not perfect. I think that coaches still, they still want to see him keep proving himself with ball security. You know, that's something that I think he's improved upon before our very eyes. But I don't know if they have the kind of confidence that they can give him the football in a big spot in the playoffs and he may not fumble. And here is Adam Gase, again, going back to this whole timeline, how much better the offense has been for the past 6 weeks, averaging 24 points per game. Gase was asked about the factors that have led to this offense improving so much.
You know, I think that's going to be one of those things I'm going to have to look at the end of the year of what happened, you know, before and after. And it's hard to, like, when you're in the middle of it, it's hard to really kind of figure that out. I do think we've done a better job at executing some things. You know, guys have really probably made plays when we haven't had a great play call, and you know, we've done something, you know, special as a player that you don't coach. So it'll be something we'll have to evaluate at the end of the season of what really started, where did we start sliding, why did we, and then why did things kind of start getting better.
Yeah, Texter writes in, I don't think anyone, including the coaches, knew that Drake would perform like this. It was only out of necessity that he even got this opportunity. That is kind of the B-side to this whole thing. And you know, another big reaction that I got today when I was live tweeting the press conferences today, you had Adam Gase, the head coach. You had defensive coordinator Matt Burke, who we'll hear from in a little bit. Offensive coordinator Clyde Christensen, who we'll hear from a little bit later on. You know, Clyde and Gase have both said this over the last couple of weeks, that they would really like to get Damian Williams healthy again, who's not played for the past couple of games. They'd like to get him healthy again to give him some of that workload, to take some of that load off of Kenyon Drake's shoulders. And people get so mad when they hear that, because I think fans have this idea that, oh, look at how magical Kenyon Drake is right now. If we just keep giving him 25, 30 carries a game, and keep Damian Williams on the bench or in the training room or whatever, let's worry about Kenyon Drake because he's the better player. That part I agree with. I agree that Kenyon Drake is the better player than Damian Williams at this point. That was not the case last year when Drake was a rookie, but it's clearly the case now this year. People seem to think that as long as Kenyon Drake is the man and he's carrying 25, 30 times a game, he got nothing to worry about. And they don't want Damian Williams coming back, getting 15 carries, getting, you know, 35 snaps and raining on their parade. Well, you know, I think the coaches look at this and realize why, while they're very impressed with what Drake has done and they have a lot of faith that he can keep doing that, they don't necessarily want to roll the dice and keep giving this guy 25, 30 carries a game when he was not the starter in Alabama, hasn't been a featured running back since his high school days. I think they're a little bit concerned at this point about him breaking down. Now, you do want to go all in for a playoff run, right? Like when you're talking about needing to win three games, more than likely you have to win out to even give yourself a chance to be in the postseason. You want your best personnel out there at all times, even if it means kind of a scorched earth approach. But I think in game, you'd like to keep Drake as fresh as possible. And just because the coaches have said they would like to have Damian Williams back to be able to take some carries, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to bring him back and give him 75% of the carries, because I think at this point, Kenyon Drake has proven himself the worthy starter, that he's proven himself the featured back. I think that they're concerned about bringing in depth. And, you know, you may have said that the coaching staff never had faith that Drake could be this good. I would argue that because I really don't think they pull the trigger on that Ajayi trade if they didn't like what they had in that backfield. You know, you can say all you want to about Jay Ajayi's attitude, clashing with Adam Gase, the idea that they didn't want to pay him to be here long term, that those were all factors in getting rid of him. You'll focus on the negatives. But I think part of that equation, part of this team trading him away, is the positive of thinking, you know what, we've got a young stud in the backfield in Kenyon Drake, who we like a lot. So I do think that this coaching staff had faith in the guy. I really do think so. Let's hear from Gase asked, and I like this one because, you know, Buffalo's last game against Indianapolis, it was like a snowpocalypse in Buffalo. Like, it was one of like the two or three snowiest games you've seen in your entire life. And I'm not expecting that this week. Thank goodness I don't have to go to Buffalo because there's a lot of other stuff I'd rather do. But from what I understand, it's going to be a little warmer than it was last week, and the skies are going to be clear. So it's going to be chilly, but I'm not expecting big amounts of snow in Buffalo this weekend. But it doesn't mean the coaching staff can't prepare for that. Here is Gase asked if he needs to adjust his play calling to account for snow.
That's every week. I mean, absolutely. Like, that, what they played in last week, that was crazy. Like, I only can think of that Detroit-Philly game. Like, when you watch guys trying to, I mean, it's just nobody's going anywhere, you know, and like when you see it in its first kind of, I feel like when I started watching the game, it was like stoppage of play, and it just kept, like, you know, building up, and nobody was moving in it. It was like the first time you saw a guy like running out of the huddle and he's taking these huge strides. I mean, I started thinking like, wow, what would I be calling? And I thought, you know, what both sides were doing was they had some good stuff, you know, that was, you know, Indy had a couple really nice plays that kind of used it to their advantage, and so did Buffalo. And you have an idea of what you should do, but until you're in that situation, I mean, it's, you're probably learning as the game goes on.
Yeah, there was almost as much snow on the field last week as there was on Chris Foerster's desk a few months ago. So maybe the Dolphins are prepared for this. Maybe Chris Foerster's time with the team making it rain snow like Tony Montana. Maybe his time with the team prepared the Dolphins to deal with those types of conditions. We'll take some calls on the other side. We'll open up the phone lines. We'll hear from Miami Dolphins defensive coordinator Matt Burke as well. If you'd like to get in, share your infinite wisdom with us via the phone lines. 305-567-0560. 954-567-0560. Pound 560 on your cell. Or you can text us at 56022 on the plumbers911.com text line. Also, when we come back, I got to talk about a couple things that I heard today on the Big O Show. Very entertaining. When he spent a lot of time on his show talking Star Wars. Pretty entertaining stuff. I heard something from a phone caller. I didn't realize until today that not only is Star Wars, the entire saga, very entertaining movies. I love the action figures growing up. I get lost in this whole Star Wars universe with the TV shows and the comic books and the online forums. You can get lost in that stuff because Star Wars is amazing. But I didn't realize that Star Wars could really change lives until I heard something today on the Big O Show that it almost made me do a double take in the car. Plus, Big O gave what I thought was some really terrible advice to Peter Ruiz. I want to talk about that as well. But right now, I want to talk about our good friends at Simbad Sports. Oh, Simbad Sports, it is the baddest sport and memorabilia store in town. It's right there in Davie in the Tower Shops right next to Best Buy, very conveniently located. And Simbad Sports has their holiday sale continuing through December, through the Orange Bowl. The secret is out. Simbad Sports, the entire store, my friends, is 50% off. That is fantastic. 50% off everything in the store. No exceptions, no catch, all clothing, jerseys, and memorabilia, everything 50% off. And here's what's cool about what's going on at Simbad Sports. That includes autographed memorabilia, autographed footballs, photos, helmets, all framed memorabilia that's in stock from all the past autograph signings. They've had big ones, including Cameron Wake, Jarvis Landry, Rashad Jones, Kiko Alonso. All of that stuff is 50% off. This is the time to shop at Simbad Sports, and they're restocking every day. All Orange Bowl merchandise. You know, Simbad actually sent me a text today with some of the Orange Bowl gear. If you know me, you know that 90% of every day that I'm on this planet, I'm wearing a Miami Hurricanes hat. And Simbad sent me a picture with three limited edition Orange Bowl Hurricanes hats. I'm going to the store tomorrow when I'm in Davie to check it out. All Orange Bowl merchandise is on sale. Hurricanes versus Wisconsin. This is your headquarters. Bowl game shirts and caps available. Stock up now on your favorite autographed memorabilia, helmets, balls, and photos. All authenticated, by the way, and licensed. So if you're wondering if the stuff is official, all the memorabilia is official, authenticated, and licensed. And we will be giving away some very cool swag over the next couple of weeks. 50% off everything in the store. All clothing, jerseys, caps, etc. Sinbad Sports, it's in the Tower Shops in Davie, right next to Best Buy. Visit SinbadSports.com.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
I see a lot of people tweeting about Eminem today. Is it his birthday or something? Like, is there something going on with the guy? Maybe it's just a coincidence, but I don't feel like I've ever seen as many random people who I follow tweeting about Eminem for no apparent reason than I have today. I thought maybe there was something going on with the guy.
He's overrated.
You know, I was like, when he first dropped, like, I was a huge fan of the guy. And it's not like I don't dislike him. It's just I kind of shifted my interest back towards classic rock. I became an old man very, very quickly. But like that was my jam back in the day. My name is. This is your daily reminder. The Jay Cutler against the Patriots. 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 25 for 38, 263 yards. An all-pro caliber day, a Hall of Fame caliber day on that one night against the New England Patriots. But if you're not going to be a fan for Jay Cutler for the on-the-field exploits, and because I understand there's been a lot of inconsistency, not only this year with the Dolphins, throughout his career, a lot of people in Chicago hate the guy, a lot of people in Denver hate the guy. Many people cannot stand Jay Cutler. But if you're not going to be a fan of his as a quarterback, please be a fan of his as a man. Because I respect something so much that Jay Cutler said today. Kindred spirits, Jay Cutler and I. We're both superstitious. Here is Cutler, who, you know, he's starting to adopt the Alex Dono look, or maybe the Matt Burke look a little bit. Hasn't shaved in a while. And, you know, we've been noticing these last few weeks the beard is starting to get heavier. He used to be a clean-shaven kind of guy, so... You know, we asked, why have you not shaved? Is this like a Samson-like situation here? Here's Jay Cutler on not touching that beard.
You know, it's amazing.
I don't know. My wife hates it. I don't really even like it. But, like, you can't mess with a winning streak. So,
yes.
We'll see how long it goes.
So since you started winning, this is 2 weeks?
Probably 2 weeks. Maybe 2.5.
It's impressive for 2.5 weeks, by the way.
Did he touch from Burke?
I did talk to him about it. He's like 3 years in though. He's a seasoned vet.
So did you? Because it looked kind of grayish previously, and now it's kind of colored in.
No, there's gray in there. I mean, you guys can zoom in. There's gray. It's gray back here. I mean, I'm getting old quickly.
Wow. So a little controversy at the end there. I think I'm pretty sure that was Omar Kelly accusing Cutler of supplementing his beard. With touch of gray, just for men gel, he's accusing the guy of corking the bat, I think.
But Hawk doesn't use that.
Hawk should use that. That's the one thing I've got going for me is the beard that I've got, Tito. No gray in there. No coloring necessary. Yeah, I've got no hair on top of my head, so I can only brag so much. But yeah, the beard that I have, no gray. But no, honestly, like I respect Cutler for being a superstitious guy. Don't mess with the beard until you lose. Keep riding the hot set of dice there. And, you know, you've heard many chronicles of my superstitions in the past for Heat playoff games. I've got to switch rooms at halftime. I've got to eat ravioli pregame. I need to drink a decaf espresso 15 minutes before tip-off. I'm a creature of habit and a creature of superstition. And the most recent one for me was, you know, a couple weeks ago when Inter Milan, who I cheer for, I actually cheer for the same soccer team as Kim Jong-un, which is not something I should brag about. But it was revealed recently that Kim Jong-un is a huge Inter Milan. I don't know what I do with that information, but apparently we cheer for the same soccer team. It's very troubling to me. I just thought I should mention that. But, you know, when I was watching Inter Milan take on Juventus in the Derby d'Italia, I own 4 Inter Milan jerseys, and at points during that 0-0 draw, I switched jerseys. I put on every single jersey I owned. I kept switching. I was switching rooms, trying to pull the Dono TV switcheroo. And I guess it kind of worked because Inter played like crap, and it was still a 0-0 draw. So I give myself credit for taking 1 point out of Torino that day. Let's talk to Brian in Miami. What's up, Brian?
What's going on, Alex?
And Brian, if I am to believe your Twitter account, because I saw a tweet that you tagged me in a short time ago, you were actually on your way to the theater to watch The Last Jedi. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. Oof. I have the tickets in. I have the tickets in my wallet with me right now.
Don't lose them.
No, I'm not going to lose them at all. And rest in peace to headphone users. If you guys are listening to this, yeah.
I just had to turn my headphones down. Thank you for that.
I'm very excited. The anticipation level is very high.
Are you more of a Sith Lord or a Jedi Master? Are you a light side guy or a dark side guy?
Oh, man. Okay.
I stumped him.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I will always side with Darth Vader because he at least redeems himself.
Yes.
But at the same time, the Jedis are all about peace. So I will have to say Jedi.
Okay. That was very well thought out.
Yeah. But, Alex, I cannot wait for Saturday. I have the tickets with me, ready to go.
Beautiful.
So it's going to be amazing, man. And if you guys want, listen tomorrow. I will definitely call into your show and give a non-spoiler review.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
So I will give a non-spoiler review, which is going to be really good. Really quick, and you mentioned about depth there for the Miami Dolphins. Do you think they're gonna get a lot of depth there from the draft and from the off season when it goes into the next season?
Well, listen, I would hope so. I haven't sat down and looked that much at this upcoming draft because there's a lot of juniors who haven't declared yet. But you know what? Based on the pattern here, seeing guys that they drafted 2 years ago who are in their second year, like Xavier Howard and Kenyon Drake stepping up in a big way, you feel good about the way this team is drafting. And I still think there's a lot of hope for Laremy Tunsil to become a franchise type of left tackle. He played pretty well last week. So, yeah, I would like to think the Dolphins are going to hit it out of the park in this draft. I'm an optimistic guy, and thank you for the phone call.
No worries.
You know, and he mentioned something. I think we have this call from earlier today because Brian in Miami, who's a huge – he's a Star Wars fanatic. He mentioned Darth Vader and how he redeems himself. Spoiler alert, he redeems himself at the end of Return of the Jedi. I heard a phone call today to the Big O Show, which, like, I didn't know if I should laugh or to think, man, this is really profound. Because I love this caller, Jerome, Brother Jerome. He's one of my favorite callers. Really upbeat, optimistic guy. But, okay, so my entire life, the 33-plus years I've been on this planet, for as long as I can remember, I have been a big Star Wars fan. I grew up on the original trilogy. I loved it. I had all the action figures and all that, the video games over the years. I'm a tremendous, tremendous Star Wars fan, but I've never really thought about the ways that Star Wars has truly affected who I am as a man. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if I were to imagine what my personality would be like, what my life would be like without Star Wars, probably think I'd be pretty much the same man that I am today. Maybe I'd be a Trekkie if Star Wars didn't exist, right? But I hear this call, Jerome, on the Big O Show. Can anyone else relate to this? Because if Jerome is to believed, he's not only been inspired by the Star Wars trilogy, it's actually made him a better human being.
In Return of the Jedi, where Luke take the mask off his Darth Vader, and you see an old man with eyes full of sorrow, and you know, like that he finally believed his son that. Yep. There was a good force within him. And Big O, that thing that changed my life. I looked at fatherhood different, and it led me into a Christian walk. And I tell you, Big O, it was just one of the greatest movies of all time, man. And
Return of the Jedi. What power in that film. That's amazing. So it made him a better father, a better man. And it actually moved him towards religion. Like that's unbelievable. I've never thought of what kind of an influence Star Wars may have had on my life. But I guess there it goes from Brother Jerome, that it's affected his life in a profound way. Let's talk to Andrew. You're on WQAM. What's up, Andrew?
What's up, Dono?
Has Star Wars changed your life, Andrew?
I don't know, maybe just by making me a total Star Wars nerd.
There you go. Myself included. Profound.
Yeah. Well, we seem to have a lot in common. I had to call in, man. I'm a Net Azuria supporter.
Oh, yes. Okay. I love you already. Front of the line anytime, man. I see you on hold.
Yes, man. And I pull the same move with the jersey swap. I think I'm on four as well, actually. I got the old school four-line jerseys, even though that didn't work out too well for us. But, man, that's Inter Milan's talk on Miami Sports Radio. That made me super happy.
I try to sneak it in at least once a week, even if it makes people angry. I try to sneak it in at least once a week, and this is the time to do it because they're still sitting atop the Serie A table, so I need to enjoy this while I can.
Hey, man, we're the only team, no loss. What do you think about us matching up with AC in the Coppa Italia?
Well, AC, it's like they've got so much talent, but they've just been so bad this year, and Inter already beat them back in October. I think Inter's going to win that game again, but I've got to say I'm a little bit like troubled by the last couple of weeks not being able to score any goals. I know they had 9 reserves on the field against Pordenone in the Coppa Italia earlier this week, but it was frustrating to see them not capitalize on chances. But, Andrew, I think this team is in a situation where if they were to like finish out the rest of the season with like 18 nil-nil draws, it wouldn't surprise me because their defense is so solid and the goalkeeping has been fantastic.
So are you trying to tell me we're turning into a Juve?
God, I hope not. I hope not. But listen, I'm glad to know there's another Nerazzurri faithful out there.
And just real quick, because you did mention we already beat AC, I know my cousin listens to your show on the way home. Mauro Icardi had a hat trick on you, sucker. So
yes! And he has hat tricks like every other night. I appreciate that. Love it. I love it. All right, so we know of 3 confirmed Inter fans. You got me, you've got Andrew, and you've got Kim Jong-un. Is he on hold, by the way? Because I would take his call. I would try to broker some peace with the little Rocket Man. I would try
he
to
might
broker
have been
some...
the last guy on hold, though. We had to let him go.
Yeah, you had told me that, and sometimes you don't appreciate the work that a call screener does. There was a guy who called, I would have taken the call just out of curiosity, but he didn't get past the gatekeeper because he was just ranting and raving like a crazy person. I could see Tito over there screening the call. You would put the phone down. He would still be yelling into the phone. And like 3 minutes later, you would pick the phone because you're doing other things back there. You would put the phone down. You'd put him on hold for 3 minutes, pick the phone back up, and he's still yelling like he never stopped ranting the entire time.
The conversation went from the Miami Marlins to turning it into a Miami official soccer team to getting that soccer team a private jet into a kids league that could be used for soccer players, and then from that into how the Marlins screwed us.
And the Marlins are screwing us, by the way. You know, I'm upset. Like the Stanton thing, even though I knew it was going to happen, I was upset about Stanton getting dealt away. Very upset about Marcell Ozuna getting dealt away. And Christian Yelich is still a Marlin at this moment. But if the last week has taught us anything, when you're on Twitter or when you get those Bleacher Report notifications that I get every 5 minutes, like a lot of you do, it seems like a Marlin is traded every 30 minutes, like there's some Marlin traded somewhere. So I'm always on Christian Yelich watch. And if it comes down to a conversation, like if they sit down with Christian Yelich and say, okay, hey, buddy, we can build this lineup around you. It's going to be you and a bunch of AA players. Or if you really don't want to be here, maybe we can figure something out. Like if I'm Christian Yelich in that spot, I'm saying peace, I'm out. I don't want to be held hostage for this team. And here's what is so upsetting. And it's like, I only put a certain amount of blame on Jeter. The blame that I put on Jeter comes from the fact that he needs to be more descriptive and more upfront about his plan. Like, don't just tell us you have a plan. Give us an idea of what your plan is. Until then, you look clueless. And don't be firing scouts who are in the hospital waiting for kidney transplants. Don't be firing Rich Waltz. Like try and create some goodwill before the season even starts. So he's made some bad PR missteps, but he could do himself a lot of favors if he's a little bit more upfront about what the plan is. Because the only plan that I see is just cut salary left and right because we have no money. And that's why I only put so much of the blame on Jeter, because the real blame to me needs to go on Major League Baseball, on Rob Manfred, for not only allowing Jeter and Sherman to buy the team, but pushing for them to buy the team when you had wealthier people making offers. Because you were so insistent on the idea that we've got to have Derek Jeter as one of these 30 owners. We've got to get him into the fraternity. I don't care if he's only got $10 million. We've got to get Jeter involved with this at the expense of probably forcing out other people like Jorge Mas, who would have had more money to actually work and spend and build a competitive team. So I can only blame Jeter so much. But here's the problem that I have with the Marlins and why I'll be completely honest about this. They may have lost me forever. Because I had never completely given up on this team. Never. Even throughout all of the bad will and the fire sales
and the lying from Jeffrey Loria and misleading the city and the county and screwing people building that stadium. I had never completely given up on this baseball team because I take pride in my city, take pride in the teams that represent my city, and I have never wanted to root against the players because it's not their fault. So I like to root for the Yeliches and the Giancarlo Stantons and the Jorge and the Jose Fernandezes before he passed away. Like I, in spite of the owner, I still rooted for the players. I still rooted for the club, even if I chose not to spend money on the club. But it's become very apparent to me that the Miami Marlins are going to be a glorified AAA club forever. So as a fan, how can I get behind that? How can I get behind that when we're not allowed to have nice things? When anytime you've got a surging player, anytime somebody goes on a hitting streak, they're going to be looking to deal this guy away before he becomes too expensive. Like, how can I be on board with a club that is serving now officially as the farm system for the Cardinals and the Yankees and the Dodgers of the world? That how can I take this team seriously as ever being a contender? Because they're going to keep selling you on this perpetual farm system thing. Like, oh, you know, okay, yeah, we dealt away Marcelo Zuna and we dealt away Giancarlo Stanton, but oh, we're replenishing the farm system. This is so exciting. We're going to build it up the way that the Astros built it up for all those years. But what faith do I have that once these players start to blossom, once these players turn into guys, they're going to head into arbitration and free agency and are going to become valuable? What gives me any kind of faith that you're going to keep these players around? You're going to start the cycle over again. 4 years, you've got great talents that came out of the minor leagues. Oh, what can we get back for them? How much money can we save by dealing these guys away to the Yankees? It's so hard for me because I've tried for over two decades to be a committed Miami Marlins or Florida Marlins baseball fan. But if I'm going to be stuck in this spot where I am cheering for a minor league team, and the best thing that I can hope for is they get a few guys who can pitch and a few guys who can swing the bat, it's only a matter of time before they're wearing pinstripes. Like, if that's the best thing that I can hope for, why am I wasting my time on this product? Like, that's what I've struggled with the most throughout this, in seeing that this mentality, it's not only not changing under new ownership, it's actually getting worse. They're actually spending less money than previous ownership. We'll wrap up the 6 o'clock hour next year on WQAM.
This podcast is presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
You want M&M again? Can we get a little variety? Like, when I thought it was his birthday, that made a little bit more sense.
This is Dre.
We have an M&M's in the song. Y'all know me, still the same OG, but I've been okay, low key. Yeah, I guess you're right about that. It is a Dr. Dre song. I'll let this one slide. It's a good song. You know, I'm looking forward, in about 7 minutes, we're going to talk with Ira Winderman from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Now, I know that Ira is in transit. I know he's traveling. I'm guessing he's traveling to Charlotte, but I'm hoping he's traveling to Latvia. Or no, to Lithuania, excuse me. Lithuania. I got my Baltic countries mixed up there. Because I'm really hoping that if the Sun Sentinel, if they know it's good for them, they need to send their best man, who I believe is Ira Winderman. Well, Omar Kelly and Dave Hyde are up there. These are all friends of mine, so I don't want to rip anybody. But one of their best men, they need to send Ira Winderman, their best guy covering basketball, send him to the jewel of the Baltic Sea, cover some Lithuanian basketball, because that's where it's happening now. You got two Ball brothers over there. And I'm guessing the dad, LeVar, is going to spend a lot of time there hawking his sneakers in beautiful Lithuania. So hopefully Ira is on his way there, but he's going to join us in about 6 minutes. We'll talk some Heat basketball and more.
I'm undefeated, never lost.
Yeah, nice. Oh, and also when we have Peter Ariz on tomorrow night, we can talk some LeVar Ball with him. He's a huge fan. But also, I'm looking forward to talking with Peter tomorrow because I believe he received some very bad advice today, and I need to set him straight. Tito, I was listening, as mentioned, I was listening to the Big O show today when he was talking Star Wars, and I thought he made a very rookie Star Wars mistake. Like, I question if he's really a Star Wars fanatic like he claims to be, because when he had Peter Ariz on, Peter, and I knew this about Peter because I've ripped him for this before. I don't think he'll ever change. But Peter has never watched a single Star Wars movie in his life. He's never seen a single episode, a single part of the saga. And I,
you know, he lied to Big O. He said, oh, yeah, I'm going to watch it before the next time. He's full of crap. He's not going to watch it. He's not going to watch it. But Big O gave him this advice. He said, Peter, if you start it, you got to start from the beginning. And I said, okay, yeah, he's right. You start from episode 4, 1977. No, that's not what he was saying. Big O said, you start from episode 1. You start from the prequels. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Because if there is any chance that Peter really does decide to start watching the Star Wars movies, you can't watch The Phantom Menace first. If you watch Jar Jar Binks, if that's the first impression you get of Star Wars, you're not watching another movie after that. The prequels are like, I don't know, it's like the cousin that you hate. It's like they're part of your family, so you still have to socialize Christmas, Thanksgiving. You still have to hang out with them once or twice a year, but you don't really consider it a member of the family. Like, that's how the prequels are to me. It's like, yeah, they're technically Star Wars movies, but I don't go out of my way to watch them. And I would never recommend, if you're trying to get somebody into Star Wars, you don't tell them to watch episode 1. Because if that's the first thing of the franchise that they see, you're not coming back after that. You're not coming back for more after Jar Jar Binks. That's not happening. So, Peter, I'm going to chat with you tomorrow, but if you're listening right now, if you really do decide, you have a change of heart, you want to watch some Star Wars movies, you start with episode 4. You start with A New Hope. You start with the original. And if you want to, you can skip the prequels completely. Or if you do want to watch the prequels, you watch the original trilogy first. You go in chronological order, because by the time you've seen the original trilogy, the prequels will probably not be bad enough to ruin it for you. But if you watch the prequels first, forget about it.
He's not watching it.
He's not watching it ever. Ira Winderman, huge Star Wars fan. He's probably wearing a Chewbacca mask right now. We'll talk to Ira next here on WQAM.
This podcast was presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.